Everyone, we are live and we are doing a nice little chat today, and I'm actually really excited. Got a fellow Canadian here. He's living in Toronto, and we're gonna have a nice little chat here about new entrepreneurship, and I think it'll be really exciting to get this going. And we'll be talking about e-commerce and a lot of what he's been working on, so should be fun. And thanks everyone for joining in live to this video. And I think as we do more of these, we're going to get better with the technology. I know we had Wi-Fi issues last time, but those things do happen with Wi-Fi. So thanks everyone for bearing with us. And the community's growing day by day. We're getting more and more crew members on our team, so that's also really exciting to see that everyone's joining in, and it's really great to just see everyone getting together, helping each other out. So let's add them on here. Let's just see if we can get him back on. The split screen view for Facebook is really quite unique. And I know Facebook has just launched it within the last year. And even for mobile, it's actually quite fresh, which is really exciting to see. Oh, perfect. Hey, there I see you. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, you have to rotate the phone.
Oh, on your end as well? Oh, yeah. Okay. That's good to know.
And how's it
pretty
going?
Good, pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Just got back from work.
Awesome.
Just a slow day.
Well, that's...
Nothing much.
It's good. We got two people from Canada here on the chat. So this is awesome that you and I are. We'll have to give the rest of the world a show, since we're both.
We'll try. Our-
Awesome. Well, we do a show and tell thing. So I wondered if right off the bat, if you had anything to show and tell related to a physical or digital item. Maybe something that's kicking around your area there.
Let me see here. I have a dog.
Hey, that works.
Check this out.
So, is the dog? So, tell us more about the dog.
The dog I've had for about 6 years.
Okay.
And, yeah, I just love him. I don't know what to tell you. He just chills with me like this.
Well, you don't have, do you have any, do you have like a family or kids yet? Or,
no, I don't. I'm just me and the dog.
Well, that's good. It keeps you.
I'm all solo. Yeah.
Yeah, it keeps you occupied at least, and that's not that you need it, because I mean, it would be great to hear more about you and the fact that you're working and you're also working on a number of projects and you've got one in the works right now. And if you could tell us more about that, that would be great.
Yeah, for sure. So, as I was telling you before, I've always just been into business, and I had a real estate floor plan business. I was measuring homes, and I would be able to create a floor plan that would replicate exactly what they had there. So I was doing that for a couple of years, and that didn't end well for me. So I had to pick up just a normal job. But that's where my heart is at, in business. So that's how I'm managing. It's not that I don't like my job. It's just I'm just not a 9-to-5 office guy. Like,
Yeah, there's not many
so
people who are. It's like,
I
I
don't
think,
think anyone
I
like it.
really don't. I think it's mostly, everyone wants to find that thing that they're excited about, right? And it's like,
Exactly.
that's probably what, it's the common thing, right?
I feel like people, try, 100 times, I'll give the benefit of the doubt, and then they give up, right? And then they're just happy with just a normal 9-to-5 job, which there's a lot of people that like that structure to their life. It's a routine. You have your list of things that you do every day, and you get paid at, the end of the week, and it works for a lot of people, right? But it's just not for me. So what I do now is I go to work like a 9-to-5 type of job. I'm project coordinator. Pretty much I work on a computer all day, and I coordinate teams, and then I come home, and obviously, I can't find time to run a physical business. So, what I thought was try and run an online business. So, I've been actually researching this for about 3 to 4 years, but it was very on and off. And recently, when you keep doing this kind of job that I have presently, it kind of pushes you to kind of just move faster, unless you're going to be there for a longer time than you planned. So I picked that up in the last couple of months, and we had that chat the other time, and I've been keeping at it. So the way I'm looking at things is I'm just looking to sell whatever it is. So I'm taking things a bit slower, and I'm starting out with testing products, all kinds of products, and learning about advertising. So that's the way that I'm approaching this. Hopefully something will catch, as I said, I'm not putting full time into it, but I put as much time as I have when I come back from work. So
Well, I think it's exciting what you're doing. You're testing it out. Since we last spoke, how are things going with that, with the project you're doing?
yeah, so before we spoke last time, I never sold anything. So the meantime, in the last 2 weeks, I did sell a couple of products,
Well, that's
so
awesome.
that was great. However, I haven't found one product that I'm very, just I've decided on. So I'm still testing products. That's the stage that I'm at. So that store that I have is still going. I have a very small budget where I'm advertising on that, but if it hits, it hits. If it doesn't. But I feel like that's not it. I just, considering I'm doing an e-commerce and I'm focusing on a niche, I feel like the product is sure it sells here and there, but it needs more of a focused, more specific niche.
For sure.
So that's what I'm trying to find right now. And as I said, I'm even learning about testing, right? So now I'm doing, five at once. Before I was doing one, right? So, I'm not in a rush. But I also don't want to test products for 2 years before I found them. Might go out of style by the time I find.
Yeah. You're doing the right approach though, because a lot of people, what they'll do is they'll get out of the 9 to 5 and just try to do entrepreneurship full time. But you've got a good balance, so it's not like it's all consuming, because that can be really tough to do as well. Like you've got a good balance that you're testing while you're working, which is like a fantastic way to do it, because you're not kind of locking yourself in.
So how I view things is starting a business is obviously, like, I'm sure a lot of people have heard this, it's hard. So I mean, if somebody told you it's easy, then I don't know, you got lucky. It's hard. Pretty much it's like you think you got it, and then you hit a wall and you realize you don't got it. And then that happens every single week. It's like at the beginning stages, it's 1,000 times harder than after it gets going. So looking at that, what I'm doing by ha still having this job is actually those walls that you keep hitting, they kind of set you back. Like it kind of affects your morale, you know? So if you're doing something full time and you keep hitting these walls, that's why a lot of people just give up. It's like too much stress. Like I can't handle this. Like every day there's something, right? But for me, since I'm just doing it for like 3 hours a day right now till I have a solid foundation, you know, if something doesn't work out today, it's fine. Tomorrow I pick it up again, you know. But it wasn't like I worked 10 hours straight and then nothing came out of it, you know. So when I go little by little, I just feel like it's just more, you're able to just focus more, I would say. Like obviously it's good to go full in on an idea that you're passionate about, right? But
For sure.
I'm trying to find a product that sells, you know, at least from this perspective, you know, like I'm not gonna be passionate about I don't know, just a necklace or something, you know what I mean? Like right? So it's more of a mathematical approach to things, you know, than from the heart. So
What?
this system I have right now, even though it's very small, but it's incremental and it is going up. So like if I stick with it should work out.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Like, once you find the niche that, like, it's working well, then you can just go full out on that niche. So you're approaching it the right way for sure. Like, what got you excited about e-commerce and what you're doing? You've got some projects with e-commerce. Why that versus maybe other online business ideas?
I just feel like it's the most fundamental model of a business. Sell something, like it's you know what I mean. So I would say I picked it because it's the most simple, like just considered to many other things you could be doing. So that's how I go with it. Like I'm just trying to learn the kind of the rules of the game, and then once I know those things, I want to actually, that's why I said I don't want to quit my job unless I'm making the same amount of money here, right? Like if I started making the same amount of this stuff, I'm done with that job. There's no need for that job, right? So
Definitely.
that's all. It's just as I explained before, I'm looking to start from an advertising perspective, like understand, just like study advertising pretty much, and just how you sell to people. Because, you know, nowadays with the kind of advertising platforms that we have, you literally can sell to the world. So if you don't manage to get a fraction of a percentage, which would equal to, you know, six-figure income, then you're not even aiming anywhere near high, you know what I mean? So I just feel like there's a lot to go around. So that's why I went with that.
Definitely. Well, with the online world, you're setting yourself up, and you've got Amazon, which, I mean, they're giants. They're just taking over everything. So it's an indicator that e-commerce is the way to go, and a physical item is great, because you can do a lot with that. It's tangible. So I think you're going in the right approach. I mean, how are you liking Facebook ads as you're kind of playing around with it? I know you were talking about using that as your way to kind of get your products out there. Is that working well for you or?
So yeah, once again, I started with Facebook ads over Google AdWords, even though from everywhere I've read, the other one's better, because it works. Facebook works better for physical products. Like you have your picture, like that's what usually draws the people to it. The only thing that I found, like just in my, couple of months of research for with Facebook ads, is just I feel like the best possible way to target would be by pages, right? So they allow that, but I've noticed that it's not all the pages. Like it's a couple. So like if my top hits are for, I don't know, for basketball shoes is a page called We Love Nike. Like you know what I mean? That doesn't show up sometimes. But the third ranked page, which is something else, does show up there. So I really want to hit those people, We Love Nike, as opposed to the third ranked page. Like, you know what I mean? So I feel like it's a little bit inconsistent on the kind of targeting you can go, while Google AdWords is just keywords, right? So it's anything goes, you know what I mean? Like, but that's the only thing that I've noticed. I feel like I could have targeted more specifically if, I could choose exactly what I'm trying to hit. So
Yeah, and the targeting it takes time, but it seems to improve. Like with Facebook, it has the learning ability to just kind of like improve over time, but you know that takes the time, and then the testing is a little bit more challenging because you know you're investing more and more into the one item, and you have to go down this road. And if you get out of it too soon, then you're not really getting proper benchmark on it. That's the challenge. Interesting. Are there, you know, other areas that you're looking at that e-commerce is appealing to you in? Like, are there any products? Because I mean, I don't know if we can mention it, but your clothing that you sent me, have you been changing the website itself? Or because
sorted,
it looks like it's been improving. Like I see people on it. I checked it out today, and
yeah, there was. Yeah, it's actually getting some sort of organic traffic right now. There was one day where I didn't have the campaign on, and it still got some visitors. So, it wasn't just there. But yeah, in terms of new products or anything that I would want to hit, like I was always a believer of selling large ticket items, right? Because with large ticket item, you sell one, that equals as much as selling 100 small ticket items. So if you get good at that, you just got to make a sale a day and you're good for 3 days. Like, you know what I mean? Like it will cover you for as much. You would have had to make 60 sales of something smaller, right? So I haven't been looking at anything, but if there's any direction I would go, it would be larger ticket items. And I'm not talking like, $10,000. I'm talking, maybe 500, 700, like maybe $1,000, like. So yeah, no, I haven't looked at anything specific right now. I'm just working with smaller things.
Yeah, what do
I
you?
feel like it's easier to test, right, with the smaller things,
For
'cause
sure.
you could get a sale and that tells you that it really works, like,
Exactly.
but it's a gamble right off the bat, right? So that's why I believe in advertising and marketing and doing it properly and getting the right people to look at it. Anything sells, like anything.
Well, the small ticket, it's just that lower barrier psychologically when somebody's shopping online. It's like, okay, no big deal. It's a couple dollars or whatnot. And then when you move into the higher ticket, then it's a little bit more serious. But you know, with you build the trust and then it can happen. But like you said, it's so much easier if you invest the advertising dollars in a high ticket item. Because that one sale takes care of what you need for the next several days. Like that's really valuable to get to that stage. Have you looked at kind of like electronics as an option? Because I'm like phones, for whatever reason, they're not dying off. Everyone needs to
Yeah.
replace their phone every 6 months to a year.
Exactly. I was actually looking, like, since I'm an expert in photography.
Okay, yeah.
I was looking at, right, like a lens, lenses cost a lot, right? So those are small shippable items that are high tech, so yeah, just looking at that, right? But as you said, right, in order to sell high ticket items, you need to build a lot of trust. Right, so with small ticket ones, someone could be like, you know what, if this is really a scam, I lost $2. Sucks, right?
Yeah.
If it lends, the guy loses $1,200, that's a big deal. So with that, since I do have the knowledge in photography, I would have to create a blog, get some people involved, get some traffic there without even selling anything at first, then move in and sell.
Yeah.
So
How
it gets
many?
harder since
Yeah.
it's my first,
It would be, yeah, to build that out for sure. How many years have you been into photography and just kind of in that area?
I was working for the startup for 2 years,
Mm-hmm.
and then I became a licensee and I started my own business, and I was doing as I said, I was measuring houses with a device,
Yeah.
and I was creating accurate floor plans that could be used for insurance. So there was a lot of real agents and government officials, the city would use me, stuff like that. But also the real estate agents would require photography. So that's how I got into it. So at first, I was amateur photographer, but then I realized I took 3 million pictures. So I said,
Yeah.
I think I know some things now, right? So yeah, and after that, I actually became like I was so passionate about it. I would go actually out on my own time and do photography. So I really understand that side of things, and yeah.
Yeah, it seems like I've seen some of the top photography blogs, and you mentioned the lenses, and they're incredibly popular. Like some blogs are doing like affiliate sales, and lenses themselves are like the biggest ticket items. Most people have the body for the camera, but the lenses are the things that everyone's in need of. So they're like these highly coveted items, it seems.
Yeah, it's because like the body does so much, right? Like the body of the camera would have the sensor, like how much can fit in one frame, right? But the lens is what decides, if it's a telescopic lens, right? Like it would decide how far you can shoot, right? If it has a large aperture, it would decide if you have, the blur effect, right? Or if you have, right? So photography is pretty ex it's an expensive hobby pretty much, because to get one certain effect you need a lens, and you can only get that effect. It's not good at other things, so you just have to spend $800 to get this type of photo, then you spend $100 to get a photo so you can shoot, 300 meters down the road, right? That's only good for that. If somebody's close to you, that lens is useless, but you spend $1,500 on it, right? So someone that would buy these would have to know just a little bit. Like, sure, you get the odd people that I guess are just loaded and they're like, you know what, give me all the lenses, I'll take them all, right?
Yeah.
Usually people research and they know what they're trying to do with the lens. So, and yeah,
Definitely.
and I it's I think it's I don't want to say easy, it's just, you show the kind of picture you're taking with the lens, you know what I mean? So it's like
Yeah.
a very straight concept of how you would sell that lens.
Yeah.
You say, look, this is what it can do, like,
Pretty much. You do kind of. You would basically do tests and show side-by-side comparisons, and you'd almost have
exactly.
to do reviews of the product. But if you're not looking to get hands-on, because if it's an online business and you're not looking to get
the actual physical products to review, then you have to kind of approach it from a different perspective, I guess, if you're looking at creating
Yeah.
a trust. That's always the challenge.
The thing is this, right? The at least you don't have to create any trust on the brand, right? Because Canon and Nikon and just a few others, like Sigma, stuff like that, pretty much own 100% of the market. So you're not going to be coming out with a cheap, Chinese lens or something with a random name where people don't know what that is. You're most likely going to be selling Canon or Nikon. So a Canon lens already has the reputation that Canon made for it, right? So it's a little bit different, right? If you're selling clothes, you don't necessarily have to sell famous name brands, right? People will still get the clothes. But when it comes to stuff like this, like instruments and professional tools, because that's what they are in the end, right? Like, as I said, you have the odd people that buy it just because they're very passionate about it. But like, for example, I bought a lens when I was doing real estate. It's a ultra wide angle lens. Okay, so with that lens, I can pretty much get a whole room into one frame by just sitting in the corner of the room. In order for you to get the same photo with your cell phone, you would have to be 10 meters outside of the house, right? So that lens is pretty much, you can't really zoom in on it at all. So it's pointless anywhere else aside from taking a picture of a room. And that lens was $600. You know what I mean? Nobody would buy that unless they needed it for something like this.
It's a huge niche because I think a lot of people, they claim to be these photography experts, hashtag iPhone photography,
Yeah.
everyone on Instagram using their filters. But there's a huge difference in the depth of the shot when you're taking a photo with a lens. It's a fascinating niche that I don't think is going to disappear. Like, I see them continually developing SLR cameras.
Yeah, it's pretty much an art. So you're able to manipulate like how the light enters the lens through either, the shutter, like how fast is it, the eye close, how wide is the eye open, right? And once you understand those things, you can literally create the photo as close as possible to that filtered version, right? So that when you finally edit the photo, if you don't do as much editing on your photo, it means you took a good shot. If you messed up, you're going to be doing a lot of editing. Like if you made it too bright, too, right? And back in the day, people didn't have a little screen to double check if they got the right settings, right? Like I walk in a room and I can look around at the lighting and be like, you know what? This room, you shoot it exactly these settings. And I shoot it and I look at the photo after and it's well lit. It's a pass, without anything. I wasn't looking at the screen setting the settings. People before were just shooting that, they just knew. They're like, oh, this room needs a shutter speed of 1/25, Like people would just knew that. It was crazy.
That's incredible. I mean, that would be something to get into, I would think. I mean, that's kind of like your high ticket items. I can tell you're passionate about photography, and I see the lenses as an option. I don't want to distract you though with your current all of your projects there that you've got. So I mean, once you kind of fine tune the some of what you've got, then you can always apply that to photography down the road.
For sure, yeah. I guess I just understand it very well, right? So
People pay for that for sure. It's that knowledge. Like, they'll pay for the knowledge. Like, if you know photography, you become the knowledge expert or the niche expert in a particular set of products, then they'll just go to you and learn more about it from you. So I mean, that's just another way to do it, but that all comes down to the trust as well, and it takes time. I guess, what are some of the things that really excite you about entrepreneurship, and what gets you passionate to keep working on it? Like, a lot of people are exhausted after 9 to 5. They come home and they don't want to do entrepreneurship. So this is incredible that you're putting in the hours after work. Like, this is like huge kudos to you to be able to do this. Like, what gets
Yeah,
you motivated?
just this job, man. Like I don't know how to put it. Like it's just people know what it means to don't really like your job. Like, I just don't like waking up in the morning, and like, I'm not a lazy guy or anything like that, yeah. as you can tell. Like, I come home and I do more, but it's just, I need to be interested in what I do, and I just don't operate well at like before 6 a.m. at all. You know, and the thing is this, like, I'll work later, no problem. Like, I'll work till 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. I just don't want to come there early. So pretty much to answer your question, it's not just the hours or anything like that. It's just having the freedom to make the decisions that you want to make when you want to make them. Maybe I feel more inspired to put in 10 hours consecutively of work starting at 7 p.m.
Mm.
Maybe I don't want to do it from 7 a.m. You know what I mean? So it's like just having that ability to just choose and apply all your ideas as they come, because your business is open 24 hours a day. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I don't mean about your online, like even when you have a business here, you're pretty much open all the time. Like, some guy can like message you at 3 a.m. and say, I need something first thing in the morning. Right. Like,
yeah.
So just having that puts me in a better position to think, and I'm less stressed, and like, I'm not stressed at work from, you know, a bad boss or anything like that. That's not what it is. It's just, I feel like I'm wasting my time because this isn't what I was trying to do.
Yeah.
Ever. Like, but I have to have a job because I need to live, right? So I have a job, but yeah, I'm following my passions when I have some time.
That's the way
simple as that.
No, that's the way to do it. No, I think you're headed in the right direction for sure. Is there anything you want to promote, anything that people should check out to get to know your journey or where you're at? I mean, we can put the links in the comments as well, but if there's anything you wanted to say.
People can, you know, follow me on Facebook or anything.
I'm
not, how can I say, I'm work in progress right now. So
cool.
You know, if you interviewed a guy, like, there's a lot of people out there that are, you know, maybe wondering, oh, am I doing something wrong? Am I, you know what? This is how it is. You know, it takes a lot of time. You got to put in the time and you got to learn as much as you can. And
yeah.
If you stick with it, just like, you know, you are your thoughts, you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, that quote. So it's like, if you stick to it and you just keep your mind in this kind of environment where you're always, you know, if you're in those Facebook groups or you're on YouTube, like learning different things, one day something will click and
yeah,
that's what will take off. And for me right now, I'm just in that phase. As I said, I'm trying to learn as much as I can about advertising and apply that as I go.
Yeah.
So
you're the definition of the student of entrepreneurship right now, which is
great.
It's the way to do it. Well, I'm excited to follow what you're going to be doing over the next little while. And I think the fact that you made a couple sales, like, that's step one, right? It's getting over the first sale. Once you hit the first sale, then you're off and running. So that's awesome. Well, thanks so much for...
delivered.
Delivered, too. No returns, right?
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Awesome.
For sure.
Thanks so much, Matej, for chatting, and we'll have to do this again when you've got a few more sales under your belt.
Thank you very much. Have a great night.
Yeah, you too. Take care.
Take care.